AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The entire island of Jamaica has been declared a disaster area ahead of Beryl, the Category 4 hurricane, on its way there. The airports are closed. People are stocking up. ABC's Faith Abube is in Montego Bay.
They've issued warning after warning, just asking people to take precautions. They're asking, encouraging them to also to remain calm. Get all the supplies you need before the storm gets here, because once the conditions deteriorate, you can't get out there. There's also a curfew that's in place. If conditions are really bad after the storm, it could potentially be extended, because the concern here is that looters could actually get out if there is damage and businesses are closed.
Lots of questions being asked following the presidential debate that has left many Democrats stunned. President Biden has signaled he has no intention of dropping out of the race. Voting going on in Britain after Prime Minister Rishi Sunak called for a snap election on the 4th of July. The Labour Party has been far ahead in almost every poll. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here is what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court will take up two cases that would decide the extent to which abortion is legal in Wisconsin. The court agreed yesterday to hear two challenges to Wisconsin's 1849 abortion law. The U.S. Supreme Court is at issue in the race for president after some divisive recent rulings and scandals. Sarah Harris is with the civic engagement group Stand Up America.
It's important to think about generations after us, because many of the people who could potentially be put on the bench will be on there for 50 to 60 years, potentially, as justices continue to be appointed younger and younger.
Harris's group took a poll and found 64% of voters prefer 18-year term limits for Supreme Court justices. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Well, today is the day millions of Wisconsinites are hitting the road for the holiday weekend. AAA expects we'll set a new record here with 1.6 million people traveling in the Badger State. Depending on where you're going, remember to check 511. Construction projects are paused across the state, but there may still be lane closures in work zones. The heaviest traffic is expected to be today from 2 to 7 p.m. and Sunday from 2 to 8 p.m. Meanwhile, the water is rising on Lake Mendota. The water level was nearly 18 inches higher than the target maximum yesterday. Now, that doesn't mean the lake is flooding, and it's not expected to flood. But the State Journal reports people whose homes are in low-lying areas can be vulnerable to water coming in. The lake is just 2 to 8 inches away from a slow no-wake emergency order. The city of Middleton is handing out sandbags for the people who need them, especially in the Dewey Court area. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Bucks and their new draft picks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks introduced their two new draft picks, A.J. Johnson and Tyler Smith, both just 19 years old. So why do the Bucks have six young, underdeveloped players on their roster right now? GM John Horst.
The balance is intentional. You know, we've got really great core depth at the top. We've got young veterans that can come in and help and contribute like they did last year, and we're going to add more to this team through free agency.
Baseball. The Brewers with a 4-3 win over the Rockies in Denver last night. Bryce Terang with a sacrifice fly to right, dropped by the Rockies' Hunter Goodman. Jeff Levering with the call, Bally Sports, Wisconsin.
Popped him up, shallow right, and the right fielder lost it. It's going to fall. Terang hustling for second base, and he is in, and this game is tied.
The Brewers came up with walks to load the bases. Reese Hoskins beamed to force the winning run.
We didn't get the big hit. We pecked away like little woodpeckers and came up with enough.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Scattered thunderstorms are possible in the afternoon, with more rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Friday. Half inch to an inch or more of rain possible by the time the rain ends late Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
In the words of President Harry S. Truman, America was not built on fear. America was built on courage, on imagination, and an unbeatable determination to do the job at hand. This 4th of July, Castlecade Arcade would like to thank men and women of the armed forces for defending our freedom. Book your next birthday, graduation, or special event at their Madison locations inside East and West Town Mall. For more arcade information, visit Castlecade Arcade online at castlecade.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Dr. Kristen Lierley, congressional candidate for the 8th District here in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
You asked me to speak from my experience, and my experience with Joe Biden is that in all the legislation that we passed to save the country with the rescue package, money in people's pockets, shots in their arms, children in school, people back to work, with the child tax credit, with the issues that were in the infrastructure bill, rebuilding the infrastructure of America in a very universal way where people can participate in those decisions. The TRIPS and Science Act to make us self-sufficient in the world, the PACT Act to honor the service of our veterans and help those who may have been affected by burn pits. The list goes on, and then the IRA. So we have all these things that he was masterful in helping to orchestrate, to write, and to pass.
Thank you, Nancy Pelosi. Was that the Andrea Mitchell interview?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, Andrea Mitchell, who fell asleep twice in the middle of that interview, and it took 45 minutes to get out one question to Nancy Pelosi about whether Joe Biden's too old.
Right.
And maybe she'll retire.
Right.
Okay. I just was checking if that was them. Hey, Chris, look, it's another positive patriot. Real quick, Jen Rubin. Spicy summary of the day. One, it's not denial or head in the sand to refuse to rush to the most extreme option without facts or consideration or of process. That's how we get into wars we shouldn't fight. Two, it's not helpful in the sense you are not helping the public to understand reality or using your perch as therapy. Three, the problem is made more acute because of the refusal to consider Trump's mental state, thereby creating a false image that he's the fit one. This has been the media malpractice. Trump should have stepped away. The media should have been on the issue of unfitness from the get-go. Four, we are now inundated with a slew of unsourced gossip. An aide complains he doesn't get to see the president, but has he ever? How many of the reports come from the same handful of people? Five, many of the same hysterical voices have been dumping on the vice president with no basis and now turn on a dime to say she'd be fine or just elbow her out of the way. Six, this all crowds out the most fundamental shift in our constitutional system we have ever seen, making the president into a king. Seven, Biden at some point may very well decide to step aside, but it will be after he's attempted to show everyone he is quite up to the job. Eight, there is little evidence actual voters wouldn't vote for him. If disaster was so profound, the changes wouldn't be more than margin of error. Polling non-candidates who voters do not know yet is not predictive. Polling non-candidates who voters don't know yet, saying voters are worried doesn't mean he wouldn't be the best candidate. Where is the evidence someone else who wouldn't have the two-point incumbent advantage, see Alan Lichtman, would do better? Number nine, breathe. Okay, that's good advice.
It is very good advice.
Just take a second, breathe.
Yep, breathe, just breathe.
Wait, he'd probably sit down with Stephanopoulos and people will go, oh, he was great. Okay, everything's fine. All right, let's talk to our friend.
That's good coffee.
I take it black, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos Elsrocky.
I have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Do you never have a second cup of coffee? Huh?
Mountain-grown coffee.
Carlos Elsrocky.
I was going to make espresso.
Hand-picked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Hola, Carlos.
Buenos dias.
Let's start with the tweet I agree with. You just said, once again, I want to thank Ralph Nader, undecided Democrats, and Jill Stein voters for the Supreme Court. Selfish candidates and self-righteous perfectionist purists made this happen. I am, we were just balls of anger starting from 20, actually back, you're right, not from 2016, from Ralph Nader up through the Supreme Court this week.
Yes. And it goes to show you that voting third party after a primary with evidence in front of your face does not work. So Kennedy voters, it doesn't work.
Also, he eats dogs.
Apparently.
Pardon me?
Also, he eats dogs, apparently.
Yeah, he eats dogs when he's not doing heroin and pumping iron with his shirt off and blue jeans. Right, Chris? These are the things on which we agree. Me and Bob Seska, and of course Jody and I, have been discussing about what's going on now. You just read the defense of what should be. This is the problem I'm having, is that inside our bubble. Let me preface it by saying that yes, if Biden is our nominee, I will, in a state where I don't need to, I'll still vote for Joe Biden. I just think there's a different strategy.
You sound like you have a cold. Do you think you should step down? I'm just kidding. But you do sound like you. Yeah.
No.
No.
Here's the thing. Is my friend.
No, you seriously did sound like you.
I think he's in the backyard. And he has to be a little quieter than normal.
Okay.
Have to be quieter.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you should step down.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
No. Here's the thing, and they're two drastically different things. I saw what I saw on January 6th. Trump led an insurrection. I saw what I saw on that debate stage. Biden is old. Even if all he had to do was do better than the guy that sits in the wheelchair and rings the bell on Breaking Bad. And even he would have done better, because every time Trump lied, it would have been ding, 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 ding. So this was important for Biden to show the public what we were worried about. Can he, the day after he does a conference and says, okay, I lost, I'll get back on my feet again. That's not four more years. Biden has great policy. He's done a wonderful job. He intimated when he first ran, after the first 3 years, he said, I'm not in this for two terms. I am going to pass the torch. He didn't. I'm afraid of the
Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Carlos, I don't believe he said that publicly. He said he's going to pass the torch. He didn't say specifically, I'm only going to serve one term. Here's what I'm afraid of, Carlos. I just feel like a lot of this is fantasy football, West Wing fanfic, like, oh, you know, this is going to happen, and then Kamala's going to pick Obama as her vice president, and then this is, you know, and it just, I feel like it is chaos. And I agree. Here's the thing I like about our side, Carlos. None of us on this show or any, up to the vice president, by the way, said Biden, by the way, you know, the only one, Scott Dworkin, you gave me a piece to read the day after. I love Scott. But he wrote a piece, Biden won the debate. And I said, I'm not going to quote this. I would feel like an idiot.
He did not
win the debate. Like, our side doesn't lie. We don't spin like that. He had an awful debate. But, Carlos, my point is, Jody and I just saw him live 2 or 3 weeks ago. He was great. Yeah. He was great in North Carolina the day after. He was great in North Carolina the day after. He was great at the Hurricane Center yesterday. He was great at, as Jody said, right after the debate in the diner. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, clearly he had a cold and he had put, you know, you're a voice guy. You could tell his voice was almost gone when the debate started.
A cold doesn't affect how you walk.
It's Joe Biden's choice. That's the only mechanism. If he steps down, I'm 1,000% in for whatever. But I just...
Look, there's 25 members of Congress wanting to step down right now?
I don't know. There's all kinds of gospel and speculation, and this person's mad, and I don't...
Do we believe the journalist Bernstein about... A lot of his closest aides say this has been happening for over a year, this type of mental decline. Or is Bernstein just trying to be relevant?
I don't know.
Bernstein, we've believed in the past for the things he's written about.
Bob Woodward is like 1,000 years old, and he's been talking about it. So, like, I don't, you know, I guess it's just... Here's the thing.
Here's my choice. Here's my thing.
I get that you're like somehow, I don't know, where is it? Who is your savior? Westmore? That's who you...
Westmore, yeah.
I get it. Everyone has
Hold on. Westmore. Westmore was polling at 7% before he won the governorship within a year. He's backed by Oprah. He's a combat veteran. He's a Rhodes Scholar. He's an author. Why not? Here's the joke. Here comes the joke. If the Hawk Tui girl can be in Rolling Stone and get all this fame on TikTok within seconds, I can't believe that we can't prop up somebody in this amount of time to say that, hey.
So what you think Kamala Harris is not that. We should rule her out, the vice president?
No, here's the thing. Let me make some points.
Okay.
I like Kamala Harris. I think she's competent. I think she's smart. Unfortunately, outside our bubble, and I talk to these people, she is not likable. I'm not saying it's her fault. I'm saying
she it's fair.
She polls better than anybody against Trump.
She does.
I mean, okay, oh, by the way, I misspoke. I did not vote for her in the primary because she was already out. I voted for Elizabeth Warren, but Kamala was my first choice, and then Elizabeth Warren. So
I will say I think Kamala's going to kick butt in her debate with whoever the vice presidential candidate is. But those are factors.
People I feel like we're doing this interview in a library or something. Should I talk quieter, too?
Try not to bother his neighbors.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, my internet doesn't work so well here. But I think that outside the bubble, that we have those problems. Outside our bubble, people think Biden is too old and Kamala is not likable. Those are questions that we have to address because we have to win independent voters.
But do we just give in to the misogyny and racism? Do we just go, people aren't going to vote for a black lady,
you call it giving in. I call it addressing a strategy. You have to win.
Exactly.
So we have to examine ways in which we can win. And to say Biden is the only one.
But how do you respond to what Joey just said, that she polls the best of anybody?
After Biden, she polls the best.
Actually, she's polling better than Biden.
He's back ahead of her right now.
Right. So how do we get to the Kamala's unlikable? Because we, you know.
Because she is.
Because there's a Hillary Clinton factor.
She laughs too much.
No, let me explain. They've made her, the right wing has made her into this monster that she is not.
Yep.
And so that's hard to overcome. Hillary tried to overcome
That's the difference is when they fearmonger, it's like, the black lady's going to be president. Like, that's what they're saying when they're saying Biden's too old. To me, I'm like, yay, if Harris becomes president.
We're discussing around a circle of points that are different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We agree with you.
Right.
It should be a certain way, and they don't fight fair. However, it's a reality we must address, which is why I think somebody like Wes Moore can be propped up.
Can I just say real quick, Joel Stein wrote a great book about liberals because he's been to my resistance dinner parties, and he said, I've never been at a party that people argue so loudly that all agree with each other.
That's true.
Quite literally, I'm arguing quietly and not being able to kind of get a word in edgewise. I think Wes Moore's qualifications and his appeal, his charm, his combat experience, his what he's doing in Maryland right now, who he appointed as his lieutenant governor, doing things for minorities, LGBT, climate, black businesses. This guy rocks.
Okay,
so
that's your fantasy football pick. It's not going to happen. But okay, I think he's great. I think he'll make a great president. I think Gavin Newsom will make a great president someday.
I think Gavin's too polarizing. Gavin's record in California with homelessness and crime and what's been overrun in San Francisco, closing down stores because of crime. He's polarizing. He's smart. He's great. He can debate the freak out of anything. But he's not likable as well.
I disagree.
The right wing has
homelessness is his fault.
The right wing has turned him into a monster, like they did with Hillary Clinton, and they did with
Kamala
Harris.
They're going to do that with anybody, Chris. That's
not
what I mean.
Not to someone like what I mean. I see Carlos's point. I don't agree with him right now, but I see Carlos's point.
Right.
Westmore, he would come out of nowhere. They don't have much opposition research on him right now, and so to put him in right now.
Correct.
But they will. Oh my God, they're gonna destroy whoever we put in.
But you're kind of not seeing the point.
I am seeing the point.
It's harder to attack Wes Moore than it is any other person that you mentioned. That's the strategy I'd take. I think Kamala is better than if it has to be Kamala Harris and she's polling well, that's who I vote for.
Sure.
I'm just saying that I think Wes Moore in 2024 is the way to go. It's probably not going to happen, but that's my opinion.
Don't you think the picture of John Bobby Kennedy eating a barbecued dog is God's way of telling us don't vote third party?
Yeah, on that we can agree. That's probably how he got that voice. Sorry. No, that's cruel. Hey, Bobby, just don't eat dog. If you want to run for president, don't eat dog.
And then he lies about it. What did he say? Hang on. So last year, Kennedy texted a photograph to a friend. In the photo, I had asked Jody, is this real? And it was real. He's alongside an unidentified woman with the barbecued remains of what appears to be a dog. Kennedy told a person who was traveling to Asia he might enjoy a restaurant in Korea that served dog, suggesting that he had sampled. The photo was taken as 2010. The picture's intent seems to have been comedic for people that enjoy that sort of racist animal cruelty humor.
As opposed to Al Franken, who had his hands in front of a woman, a friend's breath,
right,
and got destroyed.
Not even touching him.
Right. Somebody said it's evidence of Kennedy's poor judgment and thoughtlessness, simultaneously mocking Korean culture, reveling in animal cruelty, and needlessly risking his reputation out of his family. So he said, what did he say? Oh, it's a goat? Something. Anyway, they have a veterinarian go, no, that is a dog. You can see the rib structure and, you know, however they can identify.
Whatever it is, it's an infantile frat boy picture. You shouldn't be doing that stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
And here's the point on which we can't agree. Whomever the Democratic nominee is, if we all, I'm all in on Biden, I'm all in on whoever we pick, don't vote third party.
Right. Thank you.
We've seen that for 24 years, voting third party after a primary only makes it worse.
Yeah.
And again, we go back to what I talked about. Don't be a child. Not everybody can get everything they want. There's a bumper sticker next to my thing that says genocide with Joe Biden's picture. And I'm like, Trump is worse. Mm-hmm. What are you doing with that?
You know what the media didn't cover at all, Carlos? Is Donald Trump using the word Palestinian as a slur?
Correct.
Against Trump, against Biden in the debate, and then against Schumer, who's Jewish later. Look at him. He's like a Palestinian, practically. As if it's a dirty word. I mean, that's the difference. But anyway, hold, please. And we have one more segment with you, all right? 21.
Yes.
I love you.
Love you. Now my dog is here.
Huh? Yay! Yay! Don't eat him.
24.
Oh, get dog.
Joe DeVries.
Get dog.
I'm hungry. I gotta have some meat.
21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Doug Marty. Oh, I can't even talk about this in the same breath as Bobby Kent.
Yeah.
Dog lovers. That's what we are. If you're a real liberal, you're a dog lover. That's not even partisan. Everyone loves their dogs and their kitties. Am I right? We saw a video of Inigo Catoya, the official spokes cat of the Stephanie Miller Show, like a cat vacuum backing up the Nature's Feast.
Yep.
Dogs and cats.
You say Inigo?
Inigo Catoya.
Inigo Catoya. Yes.
I'm Inigo Catoya. You ate my father, Kennedy. Prepare to die.
We ate a dog, not a cat. Okay. Nature's Blend and Nature's Feast. Raw, freeze-dried, real food. It is delicious. It is nutritious. And doggies and kitties go crazy. Save 54% off right now. Get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Wow! DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
I know it's a tad silly, but the crew really likes it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is very exciting for me because I'm a giant health nerd. To welcome Tina Anderson. Yay! From Just Thrive. Hang on, I need my rock star cheers. Oh no, I'm missing them now. Ah, Tina, welcome. Thank you so much for. I am a health nerd. I'm a complete health nut. I love everything you're doing.
We're like delivering life-saving medications and helping people. But after being in that industry for a while, we started to see a lot of the abuses in the industry, you know, started to see the overprescribing of medications, starting to see, you know, where people were, the pharmaceutical industry is focusing on symptom treatment rather than getting to the root cause of issues. And it wasn't really the way we led our lives as it was. We have three children. We always kind of gravitated to more natural, solutions and getting to the root cause of an issue rather than focusing on just treating symptoms. And so through, being at the right place at the right time, surrounding ourselves with some really, really smart people, we were actually able to license these very specific strains of probiotics from London University. We dove into gut health research. The Human Microbiome Project had recently been launched by the National Institutes of Health, told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. We knew this was an area that was going to impact lives, and we dove right into it. And so from there, Just Thrive was born, and it's been by far the most gratifying career journey I have ever been on.
For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's like getting a month for free. And it's only because I know Tina, and I'm name-dropping her. She's a helper like I am. Yes. It is justthrivehealth.com. Tina, what a thrill to meet you, and just so, you know, passionate about what you're passionate about, as I said. So thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Stephanie. It's so fun being here.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to be here this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have Mark on the phone.
Struck me the other day, the Wisconsin dairy industry would be crippled without the immigrants that have come to this country willing to do the hard work. They will not be a drain on our economy. They will increase our economy.
Absolutely.
I'd like to walk up to Mike Johnson and just give him, give him a swift kick in the ass.
Tell us how you really feel.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Who said it is going to be up to Joe Biden to do what he thinks, and there is no more patriotic person in our country than this president of the United States, and nobody less than the former president. Who said that?
Rocco Wallaby.
No. Oh, I see.
Joe Biden's Rocco dog. Here.
No, Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi.
Robert Kennedy's dog.
He doesn't exist anymore, apparently.
Carlos, no, but you mentioned something about, you know, I hope Biden's selfishness doesn't sink us. I say what you want about Joe Biden. One thing I think he is not is selfish. I think he is a patriot to his soul, and I think if he truly, you know, feels it's time. When Joe tells me he's not, you know, he's not in, I'm all in for whatever Joe tells me to, but until then,
yes.
And we'll see how this, you know, he's going to sit down with George Stephanopoulos, just so you know, it'll air, Chris says.
A Friday night, and then again on Saturday, well, part of it will air Friday night, part of it Saturday morning, and then part of it Sunday morning.
Because we have a list of hostage demands now for our president, and that's one of them, is he must do a sit down.
I don't think asking Biden to step aside is diminishing his accomplishments of what he's done and the administration that he's built. I'm just saying I want a younger captain at the wheel. To take over what he's done.
Well, I want.
Here's the blueprint.
I want not just to have but to have a really big and Jennifer Garner to marry me. But that's not going to happen either.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. It might
happen.
We don't
really
know yet.
Sure, we could Judy Tune this.
All I want people to.
I would like Biden to get out there as much as possible.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Joe Walsh said, "I'm not a Democrat, but I'll support whoever the Democratic nominee be because Trump must lose. Because democracy must win. Trump must lose. Nothing else matters." I mean,
I agree.
You know, we always talk about the guardrails or the, you know, that's it, Carlos. No, they're gone. It's us.
Gone. Yeah. If we truly are blue, no matter who, then vote for Wes Moore.
You were like a faraway dog with a raw hide.
Yes. Put him on the ticket.
Don't write him in, though.
Faraway dog with
Not write him in.
Faraway dog with a Westmore rawhide. What did you say? Wes? And your dog's right behind you.
He actually, that translated to keep me from Kennedy.
We love you, Carlos. Happy 4th.
Love you back. Thank you for this nice, intelligent thought discussion.
Yes.
There we go.
Let's do this interview.
I promise
you,
I will vote for Biden.
Thank you.
The guy.
Yep. Let's do the interview in an alley every time. Okay. Goodbye.
All right.
Ben Kirshner next.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The mayor of Glendale is accusing poll observers of disrupting the vote in a special election primary yesterday. Brian Kennedy tells WISP Politics observers were challenging every absentee ballot as poll workers tried to process them. Two of the observers are known conspiracy theorists. Governor Evers says if state lawmakers don't release $125 million set aside for PFAS cleanup, people in small rural communities will be on the hook for cleaning up pollution they didn't cause.
Concerns me as we have small places all across the state. Their ratepayers are going to have to pony up another 50% to make sure that PFAS are taken care of.
Evers says companies that pollute soil and water should be responsible for cleanup. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. President Joe Biden is coming here to Madison on Friday. We're still waiting for a lot of the final details. That's just kind of how it works with big campaign stops. But we know he'll be holding a rally here between 1 and 5 p.m. We also don't yet know where that rally will be. This comes after a lackluster debate performance. The last time the president was here was in April. He was promoting his student debt relief program. Undoubtedly, the motorcade will affect traffic. We'll keep you posted on those updates as we learn them. And there's a slow no-wake emergency order on part of Lake Monona because of all this rain and rising water levels. Boats must move at the slowest rate possible on Wickawock Bay. That's a little inlet on the far southeast side of the lake between Tecumseh Park and Graham Park. All this rain just has water levels too high. That order will be in place throughout the holiday weekend, and it'll be lifted once the water level stays below 846 feet for 5 days. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny, slightly muggy, and much warmer. As highs today climb to the mid-80s. Turning partly cloudy for tomorrow, shots of showers and thunderstorms swing through the state, especially into the evening. And rainfall totals could be high. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 72.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is, with something different every day. Rigby Oki Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Cuska for a talk about the show The Boys. And the Artistic Director of Door County's Peninsula Players, Linda Fortunato, talks about their new season.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
And he's only
certainly not immune from strictly personal acts. What that means in regular people terms is that as long as Donald Trump used the apparatuses of the presidency, he can kind of do anything. So when he ordered his Justice Department, or tried to pressure his Justice Department and threatened to install different people in the Justice Department to come up with fake evidence of voter fraud so that he could declare the elections in Michigan and Pennsylvania and Arizona and Georgia to have been invalid, he can do that. And all the communications that he had with the Justice Department, even if they were criminal in nature, are immune from prosecution and cannot be used by prosecutors, by Jack Smith and others.
If ever there was a week for the getting me of the Glenn Kirshner. Thank God. Former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner.
Glenn Kirshner.
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner.
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed Glenn Kirshner.
We got that Glenn Kirshner now and I feel okay.
Is it bad radio to just be held by a blue-eyed prosecutor while I weep silently?
Yeah.
Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Steph.
I just said this is not a week I can go because we're a short week. It's we'll do best ofs tomorrow, July 4th and July 5th. So I had to have you this week because, as bad as we thought it was when it happened, boy, oh, boy, reading down the levels of what happened at the Supreme Court, it is just, I don't even know if gobsmacking is enough of a word. This one, flag and a footnote. The conservative Supreme Court appears to say the federal cases against Trump cannot continue if he returns to the White House. John Roberts, in the criminal context, the Justice Department has long recognized the separation of powers precludes the criminal prosecution of a sitting president. I mean, it is just extraordinary what happened, isn't it?
Yeah. These are the times that try men's and women's souls. And we are in a war, and I use that term advisedly. We're in a war for our democracy. Ordinarily, Steph, look, I was a rule of law guy my whole life, and I remain a rule of law guy. And one of the norms for us, and I think for most people, is that you abide by Supreme Court opinions. You just do, right? Now, you may find ways to put a legislative fix in place to change whatever it is the Supreme Court has announced, if that is available. But what happens, Steph, when you have a Supreme Court opinion that opens with, this is a hypothetical, we need not turn to the Constitution or to any statute or to any precedent, but today we are delivering an illegitimate opinion because we believe Donald Trump needs help and we'd like to see him stay in office. Therefore, we're announcing that he has absolute immunity, or at least the presumption of immunity that we may convert into absolute immunity. So now you must abide by our opinion. My question, and that's what they did. They didn't obviously have the preamble I just laid out, but it is what they did. This is not an atextual, in other words, this is not an opinion that doesn't have any support in the text of the Constitution. It's an anti-textual opinion. It contradicts the Constitution and the very principles upon which our nation was founded. What do we now do? Do we have to blindly follow and abide by an unconstitutional opinion from the Supreme Court? I'm not pretending I have the answer to that question, but what I know is that they just delivered President Joe Biden the power of lawlessness. Lawlessness is now lawful if you're the president. What does Joe Biden do with that power? How does he wield it? Because, Steph, if he declines to do anything and we look back and we have lost our democracy, but at least we stuck to our principles by not doing something that was so forward-leaning that we would be criticized for it, even though the Supreme Court told us we could do it, I'm not going to be comforted if that's where we find ourselves.
Glenn, it must be such an interesting and horrifying time for you, quote-unquote, legal experts, because we're not in a legal world anymore, in any way that it's operated for the last 200 years. So, when people go, oh, the legal experts are all wrong about, well, I don't think anyone could have imagined this Supreme Court is completely political. It's not legal anymore. I mean, the fact that Clarence Thomas basically just added in, oh, by the way, Aileen Cannon, here's an idea. Right, about how to... Somebody wrote, I'm not quite sure why Justice Thomas did this. He may bring life into Trump's argument in front of Judge Cannon that Jack Smith was improperly, unconstitutionally appointed. That is not the law. That's not the case. If she rules that way, imagine she would be overturned on appeal. It seems to me that Justice Thomas was trying to give some sustenance to this argument. I believe it's a faulty argument. Every court that examined it so far has found it to be faulty. But... who knows, right? But then I'm like, is that the thing that could get her overturned or removed, or is that it? Is that game over for a documents case?
We are suffering under a Supreme Court that is awash in corruption and compromise. And so the question becomes, when Supreme Court justices both ignore their oath, ignore any ethical constraints, and violate the law in many respects, like not properly filling out the statutorily required financial disclosure forms, who's going to do something about it? It's up to the executive branch and Congress to do something about it, but they've done nothing, and that's why they are now delivering what I believe are illegitimate opinions. You know, back in 1911, I know you all are dying to hear what the Supreme Court did in 1911.
I certainly am, Professor.
Are you ready for this?
This is going to be on the test. Hang on. Go ahead.
Muskrat. That's the name of the case. Uh-huh. Muskrat versus United States. They said, no. We don't issue advisory opinions. And Clarence Thomas just issued an advisory opinion, and he was giving advice on something that's not an issue in this case. That is so improper. It is such an abuse of the justice's discretion. But what are we going to do? Are we going to sit back and take it and just sort of stumble into totalitarianism because we're unwilling to go hard and prosecute this war the way it needs to be prosecuted, this war on democracy? I think it's time to step up.
Yeah. Well, you tweeted, Supreme Court bestows supreme immunity on Donald Trump. Now we, the people, are the jury. And we will vote guilty on November 5th because hashtag justice matters. You said it's like the American people are frogs in the pot and Trump's Supreme Court justices just keep turning up the flame. We all better hop our asses to the polls November 5th and put an end to this destruction of our democracy. It is all on us, right? I mean,
it's all on us.
Yeah.
And Steph, it always has been. We have always been the only ones who could save us, and we are the ones who always save us. It's not some prosecutor or some politician or some judge or some special counsel. It's us. And I'm glad that I've been selected for this damn jury. I'm so glad that we, the people, are now on the
jury. You can't
jury
get out of this jury duty. Don't make any excuses.
That stands between, well, it's still an open question as to whether you qualify on this jury. But still, you have to ask you some more questions about your background stuff. No, seriously, we've been selected as the jury that stands between Donald Trump and dictatorship. We are the final jury, right? And we get to go to the polls on November 5th and vote guilty. Donald Trump is guilty.
Yeah.
We're the jury, and we're going to fix this. We still have the power to fix it, and we are going to fix it.
So, Glenn, again, asking a legal expert what they think anymore is really fraught, as you know. But, because in any normal world, when I ask about, like, can you just overturn this New York conviction, the answer would be no, legally.
Right?
I mean, it's just, except this headline. There's always one gastrointestinal distress headline.
Uh-oh.
It's not crazy. One expert admits Trump might succeed in getting his conviction tossed out. Said they're not even arguing for a new trial. They're arguing to set aside the verdict. The decision doesn't just stand for the president having immunity, but even offering actual act evidence in any case, no matter whether it deals with official acts or purely personal or private conduct. I don't think they'll win because I don't think any of that evidence was critical or pivotal to the prosecution proving all the elements of the crime. But it's not a crazy motion as some of the things they've tried in the past. I mean, of course he gets what he wants as usual, the delay. So now sentencing is delayed till September. I hate to ask, what do you think Judge Mershon's going to do?
The New York crimes, the acts Donald Trump committed in violation of New York state law were purely personal and non-official. Because he wasn't even president. The fact that he wrote reimbursement checks from the Oval Office after he was president, first of all, doesn't convert it into official presidential act. So, no, the New York conviction is not in danger in Judge Mershon's courtroom. Now, if he can find some way to jump into the federal system and get it before the Supreme Court, because they have shown themselves to no longer be legitimate brokers of the Constitution, and it's anybody's guess as to what they will do. But no, at least in the trial court, he ultimately will go to sentencing, I believe. It looks like it's going to be September now instead of July, but, you know, so be it. That's where we are.
Well, because I'm half girl, half full, I still am. I'm still happy clappy. So it'll be moved to right before the Republican National Convention, right, to September 18th. One analyst said the delay itself is going to maximize the political impact of the sentence, triggering what could be a September earthquake right around when early voting starts in many states. If the case gets tossed, or more likely if the verdict gets postponed further, it'll galvanize Democrats like no other cause, with a likely strong ripple effect on the few undecideds in a half dozen states who will decide this election. I feel like the combination of Roe and what happened this week at the Supreme Court has galvanized Democrats like I've never seen before. I mean, you know, so either it's going to be like Steve Bannon, like they delay this and then he gets sentenced to prison like right before, you know, in worst possible timing, which would be great. But I think either way, people are pissed, Glenn. I mean, and I don't think you can underestimate that at the polls, do you?
No, it wasn't enough that they revoked women's constitutional privacy rights and did extreme damage to things like affirmative action, right? Giving minorities at least the opportunity to be on equal footing in the higher education arena, and that they sanctioned discrimination against our LGBTQ plus brothers and sisters. As long as business owners cloak their discrimination in religious piety, I mean, I'm not sure how many more blocks of folk can be energized, but this, I think, saying a president is a king, and let's be clear, because they said you can't question corruptly delivered pardons, and you can't question whatever the president tells the attorney general to do. So just let me play that out for a minute. Donald Trump tells his corruptly installed attorney general, round up my political enemies and my adversaries and my opponents and detain them, put them in a detention camp somewhere without any criminal charges and without due process. That is something that is now not illegal. You can't prosecute the president for it, but in theory, you could prosecute the attorney general if he engages in criminal conduct. But all the president has to do is then pardon his attorney general, and you're not permitted to question the president's pardon power, even if it is corrupt and criminal. There's the recipe for totalitarianism, right there, and the Supreme Court delivered it to Donald Trump. Yes, they also delivered it to Joe Biden, but he's not going to use it.
Right.
I think he should see how he can use it in a way that is not overtly lawless. But that's game over, courtesy of what the Supreme Court has just done.
I was going to ask you that, Glenn, because this is what I don't want, is to gin up like more frustration at Joe Biden right now, to go like, oh, he should be doing this and this and that, you know, and things that, you know, A, Joe Biden's not going to do, or B, are not constitutional. You said that Trump's justices legislated from the bench, fabricating three kinds, categories, stages of presidential immunity, almost like trimesters. Given this judicially created law, President Biden now gets to engage in official acts to protect America from the avowed day one dictator. I mean, there are, you know, liberal fantasies of what we would like done. What do you think he can do or would do that would be?
I don't know, but I think he needs to look at this newly delivered power and say, what can I do that is not so repugnant to me personally and ethically in exercising this newly delivered power that can actually deal with the enemy within, right? Because we have enemies within. We have members of Congress who, I would at a minimum consider starting to direct my attorney general, as I am now authorized to do under this new Supreme Court opinion, to start subpoenaing everybody and anybody who can help us get to the bottom of the insurrectionists who are still serving in Congress who asked for pardons because they knew they committed crimes and they wanted to get away with it and continue to kill us from within. I would begin delivering lots of subpoenas or considering it for Supreme Court justices' bank accounts and phone records, and because they have acted in ways that I believe are not just unethical, but are contrary to the Constitution. And I don't think we have to go quietly into totalitarianism without using this power that is now constitutional. These things are very forward-leaning, and I wouldn't do it without lots of thought and advice from really people who love our democracy so much that they're willing to push the envelope as hard as it can be pushed in protecting our democracy. There are a lot of things that I think he needs to consider doing with this newly bestowed power from the Supreme Court.
You know, yeah, we were talking about, I don't know who it is, that they, you know, they just literally at this point think, oh, you know, we're already in the revolution and liberals just need to kind of go quietly if they don't want bloodshed. I think American voters are going to have another couple of thoughts about that, you know, before our democracy is over. Let me ask one last thing is about Georgia. I think it was our friend Harry Lipman who said the ruling essentially says Trump's alleged efforts to level false accusations of election fraud in Georgia with the aid of the Justice Department functionary are off limits. That's because the charge implicates the president's official power to investigate and prosecute crimes. Is this also going to affect the Georgia case?
It's going to affect every case. It's going to affect every criminal prosecution. And that's why, you know, I go back to my days in the military. I was on active duty 6.5 years in the Army. We were taught, it was drilled into us, that we must disobey an unlawful order, even from a superior commissioned officer. What do we do when we get an unlawful ruling from the Supreme Court? What are we obligated to do if we are going to stand up for our Constitution and our democracy? This is not an easy question. I feel like it dances on the fringes of heresy to say we can't follow Supreme Court precedent if it's obviously unlawful and it contradicts the Constitution, which, as people like Lawrence Tribe has said, it does. And I agree, it does. What do we do about it? In knee-jerk fashion, I'm not getting on anybody's goddamn cattle car. I'm not.
You know what? Can I just say with that, next Friday, I will be at Arlington National Cemetery burying my mom with my dad, who was a prosecutor at Nuremberg. And then the next day, I will be joining you at Boston Sexy Liberal.
Yes.
And we've just partnered with grassrootsdems.org to get out the vote. That is our only cause. It is all hands on deck for the next 4 months. And I cannot wait to see you, sir, next Saturday, sexyliberal.com.
Yep.
Thank you, honey.
Love you, Steph.
Too,
see you guys.
Happy Independence Day.
Yeah. 51.
Thank you. You too.
51 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein. Yum, 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 yum.
Oh, yeah. It's good stuff.
You are a whey protein chocolate flavor aficionado.
Yes.
Jenny and I like the girly flavors like strawberry and vanilla.
Yeah.
And it's plant protein.
I don't turn down a good strawberry vanilla.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And we dabble in the chocolate now and again.
Then.
Yeah.
Hey, you got your chocolate in my peanut butter.
Hey. Tony Horton, P90X guy, invented this HMB, it's called, high-impact protein, available in whey or plant protein, whatever you like. One scoop, bam, supercharges your muscles, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercise. Helped him come back from shingles. He looks amazing at 65. Make this your sidekick. Go to MyPowerLife.com, type in fitness, save 30% and get a 90-day guarantee. MyPowerLife.com and type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
What is this? What's going on?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off.
RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
OMG, I am so excited about our new sponsor, Cook Unity. These are ready-cooked meals. You want to know my first six? Grilled mahi-mahi with oyster mushrooms and steamed rice. Vegan rigatoni pesto. Four cheese ravioli with cherry tomatoes and spinach. Hang on. Climate-friendly chickpea and quinoa bowl. Classic salad niçoise. Lemon-baked tilapia. I don't have time to cook. These, you just pop them in the microwave, bam, you're done. Go to cookunity.com/liberal. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of different choices that you have. Whatever you need, vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, whatever you love, they have a delicious dish. Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it's cheaper than other delivery options. So delicious and no cooking required. I love that on work nights for me. Go to cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code liberal or going to cookunity.com/liberal.
You're going to find incredible savings during the 4th of July sale at Verlo Mattress. We dare you to compare our American-made, locally crafted, factory direct mattresses. You see, we handcraft every Verlo mattress locally and pass the savings on to you. And every mattress we make is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Save big when you upgrade to an adjustable base. And the more you buy, the more you save on pillows, sheets, and mattress protectors. But you'd better hurry. American-made, locally crafted. Verlo.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend.
Oh, yeah.
Bonnie and Clyde, it's hard to explain their love of the Dr. Marty's. You cannot, do not talk to them when they're eating. It's just, it is raw, it's freeze-dried, it is turkey, beef, duck, salmon, you name it, every superfood out there. It's why Dr. Marty has his dogs so healthy, living so much longer. He's been a renowned veterinarian for 11 billion years.
Yeah.
Forbes magazine has named him the miracle worker, I'm telling you. Nature's Blend, it's pantry safe, it's shelf stable, it's not that glop stuff.
No.
Glop.
No.
Your dog food should not say glop. And you have to cut the package open and it's cooked on high heat. Okay, 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Oh, damn. I didn't get to my Stormy Daniels. We'll wait.
I can save it for
Monday.
You.
Yeah. God bless her. Can I just say what she is going through?
Yeah.
And this is exactly why. She said he's trying to make an example of her. He's trying to get her 13-year-old daughters information so she can get hunted.
Right.
Despicable. Have a happy 4th. We're going to keep this country, bitches.
Yep.
See ya. Have great best ofs tomorrow and Friday. We'll see you Monday.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, tune in tomorrow. It's Pat Kreitlow's birthday. He'll be here to celebrate, along with Trevi Olson of the Lincoln Project, and we'll take a look at signers of the Declaration of Independence. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Saving money on your landscaping project now at Menards. We're your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. We have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Plus, you can get free estimates fast using our landscape design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on landscaping products when you shop at Menards. Number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers, according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.